Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
We do lots of like fun, exclusive shoots on Patreon, and you can do that at the, I think it's the sergeant level, but LT level, you can join our community, be in the Patreon, the GroupMe rooms, where we will fill mock drafts, where we will fill leagues. People start up leagues. We have a start and sit room in season. We just got a lot of great stuff in there. You can access us and the community. It's like-minded stuff. We have one rule in our Patreon. We always have, and it's don't be a dick. That's
don't
it.
Don't be a dick. That's
you don't
it.
Come Only in. Rule. Yeah. You're like, and I know that'll be hard for people because if you're like a Reddit person or you jump in random discords, that would be difficult for those people. But our rule is it's like-minded. We're having fun. It's all good. You don't be a dick. So if that's your type of community, check it out and know that you guys are supporting us inthisleague.com. So speaking of rank updates, anything you want to share as far as like any of the major movers, over this like last rank period, especially specific to your ranks for when you updated it last, what were any big changes? You don't have to go into all of them.
So two guys I moved up just based on my drafting habits, right? One was Chris Olave. Like I had him at 15. My drafting habits were closer to 10. So I moved him to 10. So that was probably my biggest mover. The other guy was Will Levis. I mean, I'm not Will Levis. And I say this in the Dynasty Pod a bunch, and it's true there. But Will Levis has a very short window to prove himself because this is a new coaching staff that is coming in. They have no loyalty to Will Levis. So if he doesn't play well this year, he's out. But they are giving him every opportunity to succeed. They signed Calvin Ridley. They signed Tyler Boyd. Still have Hopkins. Chigakonkwo is healthy. They improved the O-line. They signed Tony Pollard. So like everything is leading towards him having a good year as long as he puts it together. I moved him up a little bit. I moved up Daniel Jones a little bit with improve, like, you know, just him being expected to be ready by camp at this point. Other guys are still a little bit questionable. And down, I moved the one guy I moved down that may surprise people is Josh Jacobs. And that is a lot of Pat Fitzmaurice in my ear, of course, as a Packers fan and talking about how, look, LaFleur doesn't like the split. We know that Jacobs has been a 300 carry guy. He's not going to be that in Green Bay, though. So I moved him down just a couple spots. And then there are other guys that I'm not worried about yet until we get to camp. Then I will move them. The holdouts, Kamara, Lamb, your boy Ayuk, Amari Cooper hasn't shown up. to mini camp, or like he sat out the last couple of days or whatever it was. Like, they're more doing the hold in instead of the hold out stuff, the TJ Watt, what he did a couple years ago. So I'm not really moving them. And then there's injured guys that I'm not, like, everybody keeps talking about this foot sprain for Dak Prescott. Joe Burrow hasn't put like a real timeline on his stuff, but I'm just not going to worry about that stuff until we actually get to camp. I will move those guys if they don't show up to camp on time and are ready. I will move them down. But at this point, I'm just not really willing to move them down, because I think we're not saying week one is out of the picture yet. So for those guys, a lot of them, I'm not moving them down. The rest, I made a whole list on there of who I moved and why. And I put some notes. Some of these notes didn't affect me, but the important notes I pulled from Roto-Wire, Fantasy Pros, wherever I could find them. And I put them all, on the list of like, Jalen Polk is really impressive in camp. Boom. A little note, you know, things like that. So coach notes mainly. You know how I feel about
coach speak. Yeah, coach. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all helpful. Those are good. You guys can check out the ranks over there. I did submit, and I'll mention this in here. I did submit my ranks to Fantasy Pros for the, what it is like the analysis in Draft Wizard. Obviously at the end of the year, there's like the draft time that gets submitted. Then you do it weekly. I'm always a part of that, but this is for like, if you do a draft, whether we do it different, because like, the analysis, which is so interesting, is we create mock drafts, like real drafts. We go through it and then we get all these insights. You guys can get those insights if you sync your leagues on Fantasy Pros and then you do your real drafts, you'll get the insights. But there's also some other elements to it too. We were just talking about this on Fantasy Pros. Kind of an interesting thing. The mock draft lobby is now available. You can do, but also there's an element of when you guys are like, hey, grade my draft and stuff like that or whatever, you can actually take us individually and you can insert it and you can have how we would grade your draft. It's all part of some of the premium stuff over there, but go and check that out. My ranks are there. I want to do another pass before I put them on Patreon, because I'm going to do tiers right out the gate. So I don't have that tier set up, but I'm going to go back through, have my tiers. So mine will be available as well. If you guys want to check that out, so go over to the Patreon, get all that stuff. We got this mock draft going down, my friends, and I got to pull this back up to give you guys the people, but this is going to be half PPR. I will give a heads up. The end of the episode will tell you what we're doing next week, because that one is, it's going to be for a certain type of audience, but it's a much more popular one. If you get where I'm going, that's what we're going to be setting up here into the future. But this is a half PPR, and here's your draft order. You've got our boy Braun at 1, Guthrie at 2, Barrow at 3. Neither one of us are inside the top 3. As a matter of fact, we're not drafting inside the top 8, but we're not next to each other. You've got Allen at 4, Chad at 5, Ryan Porter at 6, Josh S. at 7, our boy Toft at 8. I am drafting 9 with Famous at 10, Moyes at 11, and Bogman is on the wheel. So we are
both. And I had to randomize it 3 times because it kept putting us next to each other. So
all 3 times?
Yeah, 2 times it did. It put us 7 and 6 and then 11 and 12.
I want to see you in the middle at some. I feel like every time you are always either top 2 or bottom 2. I want to see you draft from the middle.
Perfect. I'll do middle next time.
Yeah. Once you 8 in a tight end premium. 8? I want you to push you back.
Okay. 8's fine.
Yeah. Actually, 8's actually pretty good, because it'll then like second round 8. You can.
Yeah,
I know you'll beat me 100%. I mean, I did beat you last week in the Superflex, but yeah, no big that's deal. True. So we'll see how that goes this one. But that's the draft order for this bad boy. We are doing it on Sleeper. We've done a few more on Sleeper this year. Our default had always kind of been Fantrax, but you know, Fantrax is not necessarily built in as much into the football world. I'm not saying they're not capable. They're probably the number one dynasty element of still playing and how you can do stuff. But Sleeper has taken over, because the problem with the ESPNs and the Yahoos is like where they hold back on stuff. Even I gotta say this to Fantasy Pro, our boys at Fantasy Pros, we just opened the mock draft lobby today. So before that, what could you do? Well, we could be setting up, and we have lots of data from Sleeper. So they've been a really good one to test out early, because a lot of people early drafts have been going on there. So that's what we're going to be doing today on the Sleeper with these 12 guys all in the ITL army. And I got to give a shout out. I believe 2 of the 3 drafts we've done, we haven't had anybody missing. Like, we have that problem. It's an internal thing that you guys probably most likely don't know unless I say a snarky comment about. But like, there's always someone that's missing. We haven't had it. So hat tip to
this mock. So,
okay, well, good.
In the captain's room, I was like, show up on time or I'll murder you. Happy to have power back. Thank you. So.
Also impressive though, is that we literally I had to delete this mock a day before, 15 minutes before it started. And yet we still had everybody show up. No weirdness.
And most of the people from that, are jumped back into this one. So yes.
Yeah.
Very, very
good. All right. Well, in this bad boy, we're going to talk about strategy. We're going to talk about kind of the player pool as we go. Once again, reminder, you can check out the free post on Patreon if you want to check out the draft results and you want to follow. Some people, I assume, like to follow along with like here what the picks are. But if not, after the fact, you can go and kind of look through the teams and you'll hear some of the breakdowns that we're doing. But that's the setup. I will tell you, we've got more mock drafts. We've got some big episodes coming up now that we're out of power failure and me leaving town for a couple of days.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
And here we go, Mock Draft 3.0. Let's get it. Ooh, pretty sound. Pretty sounds that made me cough.
Coffee sounds.
Ooh, all right. So half PPR, Christian McCaffrey 1, Breece Hall 2 overall for our boy Guthrie. Barrow with the first wide receiver, CD Lamb. This means some discounts are falling, but you and I are at the back, so we're probably not going to reap any of those benefits.
Do you want a wide receiver? Look at these running backs. Bijan goes too. So, are you hoping for a wide out, or do you want a running back?
Well, I mean, I would have liked it, but get the chat off the video here. Bijan going 4-3 running backs in the top four here. I'm probably going to have too good a value at wide out, but we'll see. There goes Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. I'm one pick away. Amon-Ra St. Brown, probably where I would have gone.
I think this is where it gets squirrely, the first round.
It does get a little bit squirrely. Is it bad that I'm maybe feeling Saquon a little bit, even over Taylor?
No. Makes sense. I mean, DeAndre Swift just had a huge year behind that O-line, so I don't hate that at all.
I just saw...
Eight seconds. Got to make a pick. Nothing's
fine, I'm torn. I don't know.
I can't go back.
We're going to go with Taylor. We're going to go with Taylor. There's just, I saw this stat with Saquon Barkley that he had like 16 career carries in the fourth quarter up by 8 points. Someone will know this stat or whatever it was. He had like no carries when they're up by like a touchdown. And then the Eagles had like 100 of those attempts just this season alone. At the goal line, and it was just leading up like the touchdown opportunities for Jonathan or for Saquon Barkley could be through the roof, and that gets me kind of excited. But Jonathan Taylor, a staple. Garrett Wilson goes 10, Jahmyr Gibbs 11, and you take Saquon to go with AJ Brown. So we really kind of prioritize those top running backs.
Yeah, I mean, and I've said this repeatedly, and I've been at the end a bunch at first or 12, either way, but I want a running back and a wide receiver if I'm close to the end, just because I don't know. Second and third can get weird, especially the third for running back. So I really don't want to wait that long. So,
well, Puka, it went Marvin Harrison went in front of Puka. And then, Garrett Wilson and Puka is a great pick. I'm up. I don't like anything here. This is a bad spot for me to be in.
Yeah. It's like Kyren, Etienne, Olave, Ayuk.
Oh man, I guess I'm gonna just do this. I'm not even a big Kyren guy. I'm gonna go back to back running back, half PPR, prioritize guys that might be put in the touchdown position.
I know that people are, you know, low on Kyren because Blake Corum came in and he got a lot of Kyren comps and all that stuff. But Kyren was so good last year. He was so good. And that offense probably wasn't even click on all cylinders because Cooper Kupp wasn't healthy for most of the year. So I really still like Kyren.
Hate this team. Hate it. Worst team I put together. I almost took Devonta Adams. He went to Toft after, who's now paired to St. Brown and Adams. Achan went 2-6 to be paired with Jefferson, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs. We very much prioritize running backs in here. Four picks left in the fourth round. But yeah, I hate my team. It's definitely the worst team out there.
The worst. She's the worst in the world.
I still haven't got my my fantasy pro stuff linked, so I need to do that. But I got know you
have. I have it set. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking back at this. I kind of wish I would have taken Garrett Wilson, but then I still would have been probably faced with Kyren Williams, most likely, because Saquon and all of them would have gone. So I just don't know if it would help. I think nine is definitely, this is, I hate nine. Nine is maybe the worst spot. Your spot was solid with being able to pair Barkley and Brown, but having, I think, like a top six pick and then wheel is where you want to be. Cause this is a brutal position. My team's going to be atrocious. We had Ayuk, Drake London, and Etienne. So that means myself and Guthrie were the only two teams to go running back, and then Barrow, Famous, and Toft were the only teams to go wide receiver. Olave finished out the second round, and then Braun took Waddle. So Braun went McCaffrey, Olave, Waddle. I really like that start.
That is a very, very good start. Yeah, McCaffrey, dude, that is a good start.
I know. I want Laporta, but he's not going to make it to me.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, he's not gonna make it to me.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing. I mean, Kelsey's still on the board though too, so
yeah, I probably take either one of those guys, but then I'm gonna just have these horrible wide receivers, but they'll both go. There goes Laporta. Yep, got three, you piece of
Alex Rodriguez, dead guy.
I agree.
Yeah, we still bleeping this.
Yeah, we're still beeping.
Okay, oh, okay. Oh. F- you then.
So. Great work.
I hate your face.
Mike Evans.
Okay, so
brother.
Brother.
Brother. What's that? What's that, brother?
Brother.
I don't what's really that, want anybody. That's the problem here, but we'll see. There goes Rashad White, someone I didn't want, which is good. I could go top quarterback. I mean, I'm looking at Kelsey and Nico Collins. Those are the two things I'm looking at right now.
I'm just glad you're ahead of me, so I get to hear you struggle first.
Struggling.
There goes Debo, who was like a distant backup.
Ooh. What's that, brother?
Come on. There goes Josh Allen. So I can take Kelsey or Nico.
There you go.
Are you worried at all about with Jalen Hurts that they now have Saquon that maybe some of those?
For Jalen, I absolutely am. Yes.
That you think the touchdown opportunities maybe waver as far as running with Saquon there?
Yes, I do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
I wanted Kelsey so bad. He went right in front of me. His top is just garbage.
That kid is back on the escalator again.
And I have to have Nico Collins. This team is so fucking bad. Mark Andrews, Jalen Hurts just went. This is a nightmare. I know what? If I play in any league and I get put at nine, I'm just going to
give it to someone else. I love this team.
Good for you.
My boy Ken Walker. Give me my rookie, Malik Nabers. I'm loving this squad so far.
Because I spit hot fire.
Yeah, great. There goes Neighbors. You got Devonta Smith. Lamar Jackson just went. I am up. I love Patrick Mahomes, but and zip it out.
Zip it up and zip it out.
I got to take Pittman here, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I did not realize that sleeper. I forgot that sleeper defaults to two wide receivers and two flexes instead of three wide receivers. So I did not change that.
Idiot.
For this mock. So it will be just a little bit different with the RBs and the wideouts.
A different look at there.
I just think that every second flex is always going to be a wide receiver. There's almost no one that is going to put a running back there. So it is basically the same.
Not enough good.
But it's just not the exactly. But it's not the exact same. So
I think it's actually it's a reason that I would prefer to have two flexes than three wide receivers actually in leagues.
I think that's always better because, you know, you never know what's going to happen on your team with injuries and stuff. It's just easier. I don't know that it's better. I think because wide receiver is so deep, I prefer three wide receivers because it pushes you more towards decisions and needing to draft them. But it's really not that much different.
Yeah, I like that fun. So I'd rather have more fun, and more fun is having flex and more flexibility than being like, oh, I got my third wide receiver. I'm so much smarter than you. But
get those nerds!
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 By the way, as dumb idiot I am, three of my top four picks have a week 14 bye week. So
well, listen, you're just skipping week 14. You got to be real good before then. So yeah,
great. Stephon Diggs went after me. DK Metcalf, James Cook, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Mixon, Cooper Kupp, and then we got two more picks in the fourth round. So now we do have four teams with a quarterback. So that happened. Three tight ends have gone all in the third round. And we did not have a quarterback go until the second round. Two in the second, two in the third. So that's kind of just a breakdown for everybody if you want to kind of follow what the structures are. Another interesting thing, if Guthrie doesn't take a running back here, which he didn't, I'm sorry. He was his first wide receiver. I'm trying to see. It looks like Toft and Famous are the only two teams without running back. So they're going to implement more of a zero running back strategy. Again, you guys want to check out the draft results to follow along if you want to look for those strategies. Alvin Kamara went to Braun. So Braun now has McCaffrey, Kamara, Olave, and Waddle to start his draft. And he has the first pick in the fifth here, which is Trey McBride. A tight end. That's
complete pipe dream. But I was like, maybe people skip tight ends because the top three went. But yeah, McBride's a great pick. I love that team Braun is putting together, by the way. Really good.
It is a very, very good team. Because there's not a lot of other good players left. Most of the good players have gone, so it's just a bunch of garbage. What?
Whoa.
What?
It's just like the screen just keeps bouncing me down to the bottom of the draft board for whatever reason. There goes T. Higgins.
Because you touch yourself.
Probably.
That's why. All right. T. Higgins. Whoa. What did I just do? Ooh. T. Higgins, second pick in the fifth round here.
They do the same thing to you right after you made fun of me? You know why I did that?
No, I why?
Because you touch yourself.
Why did all the dinosaurs die out?
Because you touch yourself at night.
I did the draft. I thought I could drag the whole draft bar down a little bit to show more of the board, and it just the whole thing went away. Aaron Jones, Anthony Richardson. Of course, Richardson was on my my short list here. So
on your short list. Nice.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That is how I'm feeling here. I do have two wide. It's just a boring team. It's just not a fun team that I have. I have like Nico Collins and Pittman. It's like Kyren. Jonathan Taylor. I couldn't be more disinterested in this team. James really? Conner goes. I already know one of the picks. Yeah, it's a stupid team.
I like your team. Made by a stupid team person. Strong.
That's great.
I think it's drafted by a smart person. Seventh.
Ah.
There goes Amari right in Cooper. Front of Josh. I do love Amari Cooper going right in front of Josh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
There's Kincaid. That, yeah. That might change up a few things for me.
What are you doing, Welshy?
There goes Ramondre. Well, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. I'm going to do a thing.
I can't wait to put in cricket noises here.
Yeah, it's a little bit. All right. All right, we'll do this. We're going to go with Zay.
Oh, okay. Because you were the last person I had to worry about. I want CJ Stroud. Since I didn't get the
I had Stroud at the top. I had the top of my list. Here's the only reason why I didn't was because Burrow was also out there.
Yeah, no, Burrow is a good reason, but I think, you know, Burrow just at this point right now is a little more questionable with his injury stuff, but they're both in the same area there.
I thought you were going to take Najee. David Montgomery and Najee both just went, so now you're up. You're going to take Stroud and who?
Well, Najee was the plan. So I'm going to take Stroud, and my second guy is going to be Terry McLaurin.
I just noticed Zay Flowers also has week 14 bye. I'm only going to take guys on week 14 now.
You're punting week 14. Get your bye weeks on week 14. It's fine. No big deal.
We are laughing.
I mean, the first two guys on the same team. And the last two guys I took both also have week 14. Is every team on bye week 14? Is that the deal?
Apparently. They're going to take the week off. All right. I mean, Zamir White went.
I mean, not as many as you, but who's it here? Famous has Andrews and Jackson, who are also both week 14. I think everybody has at least two week 14 buys already. It's crazy.
So stupid. So I'm kind of torn. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I mean, one of the guys will probably go here, but Kyle Pitts is very interesting. So Tank Dell, Kyle Pitts are there. And I also really want Christian Kirk. And Burrow's there, but I think at this point I'm now going to just kind of punt that a little bit.
Yeah.
Dell or Pitts? Dell or Pitts? Mm-mm-mm. What do you think, Boggs?
I would probably rather go with Pitts.
All right.
Stephon Diggs.
I'm going with Dell.
Dell is really small, but
you know, I just can't help it. I like with the two running backs, I want to stack up wide receivers. I feel like I'm going to regret not taking Kirk though. Damn it. Oh, there goes Burrow. Next pick.
I think, I was going to say, I think maybe Kirk is there for you in the next round, but he won't be because he's like number two on the sleeper list. So, but there's still so many good.
He's way too high. There he goes.
You don't have to be too worried about Kirk. And that was only Josh's second wide receiver. Is that right? Or did he take one in the first? God, what is wrong with this thing? You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and having the two flexes, Flowers and Dell are now in the, both starting in the flex.
So. Yeah. And if you have, you know, if you pick up a running back either in the draft or off the wire that ends up getting a bunch of time and you're playing Taylor and Kyren and the running back, now you just have options all over the place here. So I think you're still doing fine. I know you don't like your team, but I think you're doing just fine.
It's a pile of shit.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Keenan Allen. There goes George Kittle. So, I mean, if one of Pitts or Bowers comes back, I'll be happy, but I don't think that'll happen either. There goes Swift. I mean, I won't be happy, by the way. Happy is very relative.
Well, it'll be Pitts. So that's all I have to say.
Why? Because you want Bowers?
Yeah, I want Bowers. It's the trendy thing now. I mean, I just expect somebody to take him in front of me and laugh. I kind of expect it. Where is Chad picking? Did he already take?
Well, Moyes. He's one pick in front of you and doesn't have a tight end.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, where is Chad? Chad just took Kittle. So there goes Prescott. Yeah. So the bullet you got to dodge, Porter's favorite thing on the planet is to like take guys we want.
He's not even near me though.
I know. But he'll do it. So does Barrow. They both don't have tight ends. So just look at it. All right. Braun is up. He took Pollard as his third running back. It's a pretty good team, man. I think Braun's going to have one of the top rated. As long as he doesn't try to be like, I'm going to have, you know, Jaden Daniels was my starting quarterback. Like,
it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
He took Addison.
Oh, Bron, stop that. Knock it off. Bad
you
Bron.
Stop it.
No!
Bad Bron.
Bad Bron. I don't like it.
Team's so bad. Should only do super flex now. Not that I rank that well in there. I do have my ranks up, though. I can tell everybody officially I have my ranks up over on Fantasy Pros. So
mine are
if you, yeah, if you do all these, you could get grades from a Bogman and or Welsh. Guaranteed, I will not like my draft. There goes Kyle Pitts, of course, to Barrow. So Nick Chubb. So now I'm going to guess Porter, with not having a tight end, is going to take Bowers here. And that's gonna take us out of the tight end game.
Come on, take guy. Me out of the tight you end like game. Evan Ingram?
Nope. There goes Ridley.
Ridley's a good pick here. But there's so many, like, this wide receiver range is so
Christian good. Watson. Oh, Porter took Kyler Murray. That I was hoping that wasn't going to happen. There goes Zach Moss. So I'm going to get Bowers because Toft is, yeah.
But it's still Zach so Moss, early for Bowers.
Not for me. There's Bowers to me.
All right, I'm going to take Evan Ingram for one. And one of these other stupid wide receivers. Well, maybe I'll take a running back, actually. Yeah, I think we're going to take
a
running back. Which one do I
there
want?
There goes Brooks. Not going to be Brooks.
We said, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Brian Robinson for one.
Okay. But,
Brian Robinson's my guy. And another week 14 bye there for me to fit in with Welsh. and then I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to skip the tight end. I wanted to take Evan Ingram, but give me Chris Godwin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know what you're doing right now, and I don't like it.
What's up?
I was going to take Godwin. Excuse me? Brian Robinson, and then you took Godwin.
Got him.
Got me. Boys, you got me, buddy.
This might be the fastest draft we've ever done.
Oh, good. It's the worst team I've ever put together, so I hope it's over with quickly. Bleeding. There goes Jerome Ford.
I mean, I said that. Now Famous is taking literally every second of his time.
He's like, what does Fantasy Pros want me to take?
You think he's got it all hooked up already?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll project. Oh,
one pick.
Yeah, that was who I was going to take.
And it's gone.
Wah, wah.
Jesus.
Am I the only one without a tight end? Who do you, let's see.
No, I took
Moyes doesn't have a tight end. Porter doesn't have a tight end. Allen.
I take stupid ass Singletary, man.
Singletary was when I was debating between my running backs, right? It was Brian Robinson, Devin Singletary, Jalen Warren, and then I also had Chase Brown in that mix. So I think Singletary.
Yeah, I wanted
to. Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Eckler. There goes Hopkins and Adunze.
In Singletary.
Yeah, no, that's why I took him. But I think the upside for Warren is a lot better. I know you think it's going to be all Najee, and it might, but there's Ty.
No, I don't. I think it's going to be split. I just think they're going to run so much that they both hold value. And if I'm going touchdown upside, it's Najee. So I do think Warren's going to have a big role, and I think it was a good pick here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Obviously, I mentioned him. He's in that range. But I don't know. I just think Brian Robinson could still be a number one. It just, we have no idea what we're going to get from Eckler. That's my big thing. Is he going to be a third down back? Because 2 years ago, he's the best running back in football. So is he completely dusted or is he still pretty good? He is a big question. So
Xavier Worthy just went to Chad, and Deontay Johnson, ninth pick in the eighth round. So we're going to 13. I know you said you didn't do. Yeah, we don't have kicker and defense. Thank God. So we're not going to do that. And then, well, we'll see what the insights have to say. On
at least I got that.
This is the quickest draft. 20 minutes into the draft and we're almost
we're in
done.
Eighth round. Jesus. Yeah, we're over halfway done. So.
Eckler and McConkey. So my cue going. Boop, boop, boop.
What's it going?
It goes. Boop, boop, boop.
Hey, have that cartoon sound effect guy cue up the. And then top it off with a.
It got blooped a little bit. So
what do you think about taking Blake Corum here to handcuff with Kyren for you?
I just saw
his name. He's not like trying to throw you off my scent. I don't really care, but.
Yeah, no, Corum is definitely one of the guys that I want. I mean, I couldn't even try to guess what your scent is right now. If you're trying to do that, that's making me think you want a wide receiver. So if I go home and look over at wide receivers, I'm guessing you want maybe Keon Coleman.
I have Keon Coleman is the number one wide receiver on my list.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I think you're trying to do.
Oh, there goes Chase. Chase Brown was, I have five guys in my queue. Chase Brown and Keon Coleman are two. Now I have four guys on my queue.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown. There's Brian Thomas. There goes Evan Ingram. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Grandpa. Bye-bye, Grandpa. Any secrets down here?
There's not a ton of secrets.
No.
I mean, there's players. They're just not great.
That's true.
I have no players that are going to play week 14. Devin Singletary and Brock Bowers are my only players that will be active, I think, in week. There goes Sutton, Rice. There goes Keon Coleman.
Damn it.
Was that the guy you were trying to get the sniff off of?
Well, no. I wanted Chase Brown, but he went way earlier. But I had mentioned his name before. I kind of expected you to take him if you weren't taking Corum to handcuff. I don't know. I'll take Trey Benson, I guess, if he makes it two more spots to me. But I still
I'm
going to
9-9.
I'm going to take a last round tight end again.
There's got to be a point where you got to stop doing that. Like, right? Don't you want to? Because
I didn't premium.
So,
I
want to prioritize it. Well, yeah,
I do.
Premium, but like, I don't know.
But they keep going. That's why I ended up with Stroud. Every single time I've taken a quarterback higher than I'd like. Because I prefer to get the tight end there, but I've been on the ends. I've been on 12-1 every single time. All right. So I'm going to go with Trey Benson for one. And yeah. I mean, even stupid Cortland Sutton went all these wide receivers.
We had Javonte Williams and Njoku go after my pick. So you took Benson. So first pick in the 10th round now.
You know what? I'll just play straight up upside. And take JSN, even though he's not one of my favorites. I got to have another one. And he is just straight upside. So JSN for me.
Straight cash, homie. Yeah, that's who I wanted.
Straight cash, homie. And he's not a week 14 by week.
I vaunted. And a single quarterback, almost everybody has taken their quarterback now. So I feel like I haven't. And one other team. And Love, Purdy, Tua, Goff, they're all still out there, so I'm just why there goes Lockett,
brother.
Wide receivers stink,
and I hate them.
And I don't have good depth at wide receiver right now, so that is.
I mean that's the only reason I took JSN is because I don't like the guy. Mike Williams just went. That's where we're at.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna take Jaleel McLaughlin.
Oh. Man,
third straight running back on the bench.
literally had just queued him.
No, Charbonnet. And then coming back, I desperately want Josh Palmer.
Desperately. Desperately. Probably 14.
Week five. Bye. All right. I got a player to be active. A bunch of running backs now. Charbonnet, J.K. Dobbins, Kendre Miller all went. Kamani Vidal. So this is a big old upside running back run. So if you don't have running back depth, you won't anymore.
Yeah, unless I'm okay.
Like Marshawn Lloyd.
I actually don't hate Marshawn Lloyd. I've got Saquon, Ken Walker, Brian Robinson, and Trey Benson.
Hubbard and then Jalen Wright all went. I mean, we have had, it is a seven straight running back run. People are terrified.
I think it's because wide receivers are hard to suss through at this point.
They're sussy.
Yeah, it's like Jacoby Myers. Where are you at on Shakir versus Curtis Samuel, Welsh?
I think Curtis Samuel is the PPR option because I think he'll have the more receptions, but I could definitely see Shakir's going to be the bigger play guy. But dude, they're going to use Samuel in the goal line. He always gets used in goal line stuff.
Yeah, they should too.
Throw him down the middle, just a little curl route. Hit Samuel in the middle, breaking tackles,
reverses and stuff, and he's taken handoffs as well. So like he is a really good goal line guy, and that could pull away a little bit from Josh Allen. So yeah. Not something I thought about.
Dowdle just went. Dowdle's a good pick. And then Jacoby Myers ended out. So now we are first pick in the 11th round.
And a little bit of a secret guy. No one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's positions that guy.
I'm looking at wideouts.
There goes Marshawn Lloyd. So that means you're looking at running backs. Okay.
No, I am looking at wide receivers.
I'm out on running backs now, by the way. So I am. All wide receiver the rest of the way through. So if you do have any sneaky RBs, feel free. Let's see if I can see who your sneaky guy is. Is it Troy Franklin?
Troy Franklin's a good one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Polk? Polk was one of them, yes.
Ooh, maybe Dotson? Dotson.
That's it. Dotson.
Dotson! We've got Dotson here! See, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Dotson. Dotson.
When he becomes a 49er because everyone's trading Ayuk for Dotson and they're idiots.
Yeah, there goes your boy idiots. Curtis Samuel and Jerry Judy.
Curtis Samuel. Bye-bye. Jerry Judy. Bye-bye.
And it's gone.
All right. We also, interesting is we moved past Barrow, who didn't take a quarterback. So I can still take Love or Purdy here. There goes Dobbs.
You not have a quarterback?
Or Caleb. I don't have a quarterback. I guess Ferguson.
Oh yeah. You're doing the same, but you're doing the same deal as I am at tight end. So
yeah. Yeah. That's my quarterback run. I would just say though, the value of what's there, quarterback versus tight end, a little bit different.
Yeah. Quarterback is better. Way better.
Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. I am up. I'm going to take Josh Palmer. So I got my wide receiver. So that's nice. And you're coming up here in a second for two. So what do you got?
I'm going to go with,
there goes Ray Davis. Man. Oh man, Ray that's Davis, your guy. That's your guy, dude.
Okay.
In the face! In the face!
Did I not have a? I had one RB in my queue, and none of this wants to goddamn work now. So I like that.
You're not up, city at least. Off,
and this idiot.
Oh, off. There's Damian Pierce.
There's, yeah. Okay. We're gonna go with Jalen Polk. For one.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll Littering take Tyrone and. Tracy. And why this is not showing me who? That either one of my picks went through. Tyrone Tracy from the Giants.
Yeah, I don't see either of your picks gone through.
Yeah.
In the draft. So
they both came off my board, but neither one of them is on here. There we go.
There goes Tracy.
And then Tracy. Who's Hulk?
And so just reverse order.
I don't know
order.
Why they didn't come off. I hit plus on both of them, and I just got circles. So weird.
I don't know.
Dotson's still on the board.
Yeah, I mean, maybe coming back, that would be someone Franklin. Yeah, I'll look at a Dotson coming back probably, but I think I'm going to take my quarterback here just because there goes Franklin. Yeah, just because Barrow's going to take one with these next two picks, so I get to make my – he might take two. You never know. But I think I'll go Love over Purdy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because pure pass attempts and stuff. Like, you can go Caleb if you want, but I'll go Jordan Love.
Khalil Herbert.
Herbert. And then coming back, probably, yeah, like a Dotson's probably a good pick. They're on Pearsall. There goes Roshon Johnson.
Roshon's not bad.
Not a lot of big upside plays, though.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, so Ty Chandler went, looking at the running backs, who is there? Braylon Allen, Eli Mitchell. I mean, Bucky Irving has a role. Tank Bigsby has a role. There goes
Dallas Goedert just went. Barrow just took Purdy. So everybody now has a starting quarterback. Congratulations.
I think Barrow will probably double up. Smart thing to do.
You think that's the play, like for guys like us that took Love and Purdy, we should double up?
I do. Yeah, you can play week-to-week matchups and stuff. For tight end, it's different because for tight end, there's so many guys that are going to be just left straight up on the wire that nobody cares about. So, you know, for a tight end, I'm not taking a backup at all. But for a quarterback, you can absolutely play matchups.
Mitch, Adonai Mitchell, then Eli Mitchell. Jaden Daniels was Braun's last pick. So I forgot he didn't have a quarterback. So that was actually his last round pick. He took, no, I didn't even notice that. He went there. Then we had Allen with the Jets to Guthrie. Dotson to Barrow. What a scumbag.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you fucked up.
He took Dotson from me.
Well, you could take Caleb to go with Jordan Love. Ooh, I don't like that. Or yeah, Trevor Lawrence is still on the board, dude. Like, I don't know. Oh, Luke Musgrave. I have two tight ends.
What's a banana bread, dude? Banana bread? That's one of my favorite.
Banana bread at work, dude?
Dude, I got some fucking banana bread at work today, dude. Hell yeah.